Welcome in to the Gary Sharp Show on a Friday. Thank you again to my guy Michael Sevier for spending, you know, most of the first hour with us. I'm Ravi Lula, not Gary Sharp. He's gone, apparently. I've got my guy here, though, George Norwood.
Can I start the show off with something real quick?
Let's do it, man.
Really quickly. So people have been asking me about the podcast from yesterday. Our home base, SoundCloud, took a nice little poopy.
So I heard there were some technical issues.
Yeah, some technical issues. So I am working on getting those up right now. So you don't have to email the boss anymore.
There you go. The podcast from yesterday will be up shortly.
Yes.
We appreciate your concerns. I know it can be frustrating because as the producer, George can do nothing about SoundCloud not working.
Can't do anything about it.
But I like to look at the bright side and say a lot of people are sad they can't listen to the show.
Yeah.
So that's encouraging, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm not snappy.
No, I get it for sure. And honestly, as somebody who also works a desk job, I understand how important the routine of your favorite podcasts are, your favorite radio shows are, to your day. I totally get it. There's been days when the certain shows that I like to listen to, there's a guest host that I don't like. Hopefully that's not the case today with me. But there's a guest host I maybe don't like as much. Or back in the day, I used to listen to the Dan Patrick Show all the time. I would not encourage you to do that because I think you would be infringing on Gary Sharp Show time here.
Yeah, no.
But but back in the day, before Gary Sharp Show existed, I would listen to Dan Patrick. And every once in a while, they'd have this guy named Ross Tucker fill in. And I really liked Ross Tucker as a guest. I did not like him as a fill-in host. And so whenever Ross Tucker would come along, it would ruin my day because I was like, Dan, you can't take vacation, bro. You cannot take vacation for 2 weeks in the middle of the summer. I still have to get through my work day.
Yeah.
So I understand. I understand the people that need the radio show and the podcast to get through their day. We appreciate your support, and we will get those up for you as soon as possible.
Yep. Along with today's.
Along with today's also. We're a little backlogged here, but there will be podcasts.
Yes.
For all you weekend warriors that are working on Saturdays and Sundays, you will have a boatload of Gary Sharp Show and 1620 content to get you through the weekend, which I appreciated this past week because I was recovering from retina reattachment surgery.
Jesus.
In which case you have to be face down for a week.
No way. Oh, God.
That's the recovery. So we're going to do a little inside baseball here, George. So basically what they do is they use a laser to weld your retina back onto your eyeball. And then they insert a gas bubble into your eyeball in order to keep it firm up against the welding, basically. And so in order to keep the air bubble where it needs to be, you stay face down for a week. And that doesn't sound like that big of a deal.
Oh my God.
I cannot explain to you how uncomfortable that is.
Especially
if I'm not a face down sleeper. I'm a side or a back sleeper.
Same. Well, no, lies.
And I never sleep face down, ever. I don't even sleep stomach down with like face to the side like some people do.
Yeah, that's me.
I am a side or back sleeper exclusively. And I got to tell you, I'm a little embarrassed by how sore I was just from lying flat on my stomach.
Wow.
My entire posterior chain was as sore as it's ever been. And I think it's because I have like a weird claustrophobia thing with my face. And so I didn't want to be too close to the like cushion that I was laying on with my face. And so I basically, the first night, ended up planking for like 8 straight hours.
Oh, wow.
Unintentionally. And so I was so sore. Because, you know, that first day, you're still pretty drugged up.
Yeah.
And so you're not really making great decisions. And so I was like, oh, well, if I just prop myself up on my elbows here a little bit, I can get enough face for my nose to breathe. Yeah, that was a bad decision, George.
Yeah, very.
That was a bad decision.
But you got to do what you got to do.
Things are going better now. I got the order that I can be upright now, which is why I'm here with you fine folks.
God bless America.
And helping George out with his fill-ins here. But we do have a real show for you today. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll have Brian Munson to talk about all things Nebraska recruiting from Husker Online. We've got Brian Christofferson as well at 11:30. Big Nebraska hour in the 11 o'clock hour with the two Bryans there. And then 1 o'clock, we'll talk with Dirk Chatelain of the Omaha World Herald. Gonna be a heavy realignment show today. As I was talking with Michael, love me some conference realignment. And obviously we'll have a lot from Nebraska and Big Ten Media Days as well. And because it's me and George, you know there's going to be some NBA in there.
We got to talk to Rosen and Lowry.
Little bit of basketball. And the Olympics start today. I'm guessing by that, George is a big Olympics guy.
Big Olympic guy.
All right. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But first, we've got Brian Munson coming up next here on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.